thoroughly deserved. Could have been by more than the one, in our opinion.
Yeah, I don't think there's a doubt about that if you look at the stats. Really good, energetic, forceful performance with quality, with guile, with determination. But I've got to be honest, at 75 minutes when it was still 0-0, you're always at the back of your mind, you've sort of dominated most of the game, and you think maybe on a counter-attack, because they've not had anything, that they could nick one. So, and we'd sort of said before the game to the players, as much as we want to go and win, if we go to Fleetwood on Sunday and we're level, we'll still be as comfortable, because there's two even sides. But to get that goal, you know, it helps. It's only half time. We need to recreate the same passion, the same energy, the same drive on Sunday as we did today, or did tonight, should I say. I thought the noise and the lads were saying in there, the atmosphere was fantastic. So I think that's 4 or 5 clean sheets on the bounce at home now. And yeah, delighted to go on Sunday ahead.
Well, thoroughly deserved tonight, as you say. You know, it was quite nervy when the goal came. It was like a release of not just emotion but relief, wasn't it? I think you were probably feeling exactly the same. But what a goal! Pinpoint accurate corner, and there's not been a better header all season, I wouldn't have thought.
No, he's climbed really well, Rory. Good at that. We normally have him going around the back, but we've mixed it up. I think that was his 10th corner, so we've tried it short. We've played a one to Marsh, who's had a short. We've whipped balls in, Tony. You know, he's a really good dead ball expert, really. And put it on the money, and Rory's climbed above everyone with desire and got his head on a fantastic header. So, yeah, naturally we're pleased when you score from a set play. And, we go to the game on Sunday now, knowing that all the work's still to be done. You know, we know what a good side Fleetwood are, so we're going to have to be focused and play with the same, as I say, desire as we did tonight.
It's fully vindicated your rotating the squad and making a few changes on Sunday and then making a few changes again tonight. How straightforward will it be for you picking the team for Sunday, bearing in mind there's a very short turnaround and the pace and tempo that was played at tonight?
Yeah, no, it won't be straightforward. Obviously, we're in tomorrow. The lads will go in the pool, the other ones will train. And we'll have a look at, we'll watch the game back. We'll watch the game, we've already watched the game that we played against them at their place recently, so we'll look at that again. And we just got to be ready, you know. But again, it's two good sides. So we've just got prepared for whatever you know, challenges that we face. But we go in a confident mood and a belief in each other that we can get the job done.
No Alex Jones tonight. How close was he?
He's improved a lot, I've got to say that. But again, we'll monitor him over the next 48 hours. If he keeps improving how he's done, he's maybe got an outside chance. But it's a muscle, you know, and you can't take, you know, chances with that. Having said that, you know, if we need him on the bench, who knows? But we'll just assess him over the next 48 hours.
It's ironic, is it, we're talking about it. We've been talking about all these draws all season, and now all we need is a draw. But I mean, we're not going to go to Highbury and try and play for a draw, are we?
No. We'll go with a game plan, as we always do. I think that's a dangerous way to go about it. We need to, you know, carry a threat, which we've done even in the games that we've drawn this season. But that's 6 on the bounce we've won at home, and you know, a lot of them have been narrow victories. We know a lot of other ones could have been narrow victories, but I think that, listen, the players got what they deserve tonight. They got a victory. You could be greedy and say we could have maybe scored more, but we've got to recreate that same drive and passion, and you know, the support tonight was fantastic. So still all the work to do, though, half time, as they say.
Yeah, and you've talked about this, you know, from a personal level, but no waiting time. We've not really got time to reflect on that. Straight into it on Sunday, which is probably a good thing, really.
Yeah. I think we've come through unscathed, everyone else, injury-wise, so that's positive. And yeah, listen, we can do all talking we want, but we'll be organised, we'll be prepared, we'll be ready. And as I say, the mentality of the players is very strong, both mentally and physically, obviously. And, you know, we'll look forward to the game. But, you know, we know that we've got a lot of hard work to do to reach the destiny where we want to be.